Mark, congratulations on the win. How deserving was that victory?
We totally, totally deserved it. We've worked all week on what we can do to hurt them. We've picked an attacking side. Absolutely delighted we've got a clean sheet. Absolutely delighted we've managed to convert one of the many chances we had. Thought we created loads and loads of decent opportunities, but again, it was, you know, the chances went begging a little bit. I'm delighted because it's been a long time in coming, and the longer the results don't come, the more the pressure's heaped on the players, and the more they feel the pressure. I thought the supporters were brilliant today. You know, it does make a big difference. I think there's, you know, the difference from this week and last week is that Coventry have got a good side that came to try and take the 3 points, and they came to try and attack. I thought we nullified the threat. I thought we were outstanding at times, and you know, again, a bit wasteful in terms of our possession, but we'll get better. We keep saying we'll get better, but I can say we can get better when we pick 3 points up. So it feels a lot better. We're not getting carried away, that's for sure, but we can certainly enjoy the win. It
wasn't just about what you created, was it? How pleased were you with how you were able to keep them at bay? I mean, barely any no opportunities for them in the your penalty area in the first half.
Well, we worked all week, and I think you saw that they threw the centre halves up and at the end, and you know, they've got some good players in their side. They've got some young ones, but they've got young good ones. And I think you saw today we dealt with the threat brilliantly. I thought Jordan Clark was absolutely outstanding because he's seen two of their players off today, because they had Jacob Murphy on. I think Lamiras came across at one point and Jacob swapped wings, and then they brought Armstrong ended up over there, and Armstrong showed a real turn of pace in the corner. Jordan stayed with him, but he must be really, really sharp to stay with Jordan. But I thought we passed the ball pretty well. I thought we saw the game out. I think 7.5-8 minutes of added on time, which is incredible.
Any answer to why that was 7 minutes?
No, I think it was what it was. We made changes. There was a goal scored, but there was an injury. But apart from that, I think, you know, you'd have to ask the officials. But we dealt with the added on time, because that can put you under pressure. They're a well-supported club, Coventry, and the supporters came here in numbers, as they usually do, and they got right behind the team, but they couldn't get see them to score in a goal. I thought we were outstanding. I thought the supporters were outstanding. I thought it was a really good feeling in the ground today, and obviously started off by the fact that we presented Jack Deitch with his Apprentice of the Year trophy, and he's done fantastically well. So that was a positive that we started on, and we've gone all the way through and got a positive result. So, but as I say, we can enjoy it. We can enjoy the result, and can we get back-to-back wins? The challenge is now for us: can we go to Rochdale next week and get a win?
Okay. What's the thinking behind the change in system and plays? It paid off, obviously, but what was the thinking?
Obviously, you can't keep doing the same things and expecting a different outcome. I think that with the personnel we have available, I don't think it's the end of the 3-5-2. I think with the personnel we have available at the moment, it was definitely right to change it. As I've said before, trying to get Paddy up front, trying to keep him in there. But the teams this season, if you go that way and we don't end up, if we're playing a 4-4-2, for instance, we have to stay deep. You have to stay deep and condense all the lines. So it gives us the ability to get the pace on the pitch, but also gets the ability to put three and four strikers on the field, because you've got McSheffrey. If you class McSheffrey as a striker, at the same time, he can score goals and create opportunities. You've got Kevin Van Veen, you've got Tom Hopper, and you've got Paddy Madden. And the four of those can link really, really well. I think having Nessie available to us today, even though it was only going to be for an hour, you know, we got a really good hour out of him, and then Sean came on and picked up where he left off. And that's what it's about. You've got a squad, and we're trying to develop the squad and make sure that we can give people opportunities in the game, but we've also got to be winning games, and that's been the disappointment for me, because we've deserved more than we've picked up at this stage, but that feels good. Challenge now, can we go on and keep a winning run up?
Chairman's backed you publicly this week. How important was that for you?
I knew you'd see that as a vote of confidence.
I'm saying, how pleasing was that?
I think he's brilliant. I can't ask for any more from the chairman. I think that we will get this right together. There is no doubt, absolutely no doubt. We work our socks off as a group. You know, that's no consolation when you're not winning. The players are behind it. They understand what we're asking from them. They've delivered everything that we've asked of them. They've just not had the rub of the green. You know, I think at times we've looked at the amount of chances we've created and the amount of opportunities we've had in games, and they've scored soft goals. I think that today was a really important turning point, because we were aggressive. We won things. We organised well. we condense space, we move the ball well, and when we had the ball, even then we'll get better at the attacking side of it. But I thought we were, I think it gave Lairdy a little bit more freedom. I think it gave him a little bit of security as well. He needed some help, and you know, he'll come through it with flying colours. But it gives me other options. Obviously, with that formation, it gives me other options and easier to make changes with the personnel that I have.
Will you have more options in the next week? How close are you to doing loan business?
We were going to do something close to something that didn't come off, and I think the lad we were after may go somewhere else. But such is life. That's football. You're always as close or as far away as the other club or the other player and an agent allow you to be. So we'll keep pushing. If there's something good comes along, something that's right for us comes along, then fine. The chairman will back me. It's, you know, he's like I say, him and his family have been absolutely fantastic, and I want to repay their faith. The players want to repay their faith because he puts his hand in his pocket, he digs deep, and he's wanting to change the face of the club. I want to be a part of that for as long as I possibly can do. It's important that we get results so as I can be part of it for the long haul. But I love it here, love working here, and you know, we've got to make sure that we keep picking those points up and keep putting smiles on faces.
Who's the player?
I can't tell you that.
Now that he's going somewhere else?
No, other team's player, so I wouldn't comment. But I think that, you know, that the important point is we'll always look to try and strengthen, and I will always get the backing as long as it's the right thing to do.